Today is September 1st. Since Soviet times, the academic year in schools begins on this date. And the first lesson of the first school day was always the so-called peace lesson. I studied in an ordinary Soviet school and I remember it very well. The teacher talked about the fact that there is nothing more valuable in the world than peace. Showed some slides with terrible footage of the Second World War, fields littered with human bodies, prisoners of concentration camps after torture, destroyed cities. Sometimes veterans of that war were brought to class. Gray-haired men in uniform with decorations all over their chests. These men talked about how terrible it is in the war, how painful it is to lose loved ones killed. They said that all the problems in the world are nonsense compared to the war. For there to be no war, veterans, a teacher, and the inscriptions in textbooks told us. But all this was pure bullshit, a cheap show about peace-loving government that supposedly valued peace, but at the same time bombed Afghanistan, killed thousands of people, armed terrorists all over the world, from Angola to Nicaragua, built more and more new tanks, missiles, and submarines. It was a dirty, double-edged Manichaeism. In words, the Soviet government valued peace as the main treasure in the world, but in reality, it constantly fought, occupied other countries, killed people, and lied at every step. Peace lessons are no longer held in Russia. Do you know how we start the new academic year? From military training. We are taught to disassemble rifles, fly drones, march in formation, and we are also prepared for the fact that there is no greater happiness than dying for their country, preferably by storming Washington, Brussels, or Berlin. This is already starting to resemble North Korea with its cult of a leader that everyone dreams of dying for. But there is one big difference. In North Korea, there was never a democracy, there was never freedom of speech, there was no internet and open borders. For generations, people have seen and heard nothing but calls for full devotion for the head of state. But it was different in Russia. There was freedom of speech and open borders, independent and very high-quality journalism existed for a while. But most people did not need it. They easily gave up all this in exchange for the government promises to destroy Ukraine and then try to destroy Europe and the USA in the same way. And you know what? All this done by the same people who for years listened to the fact that there is nothing more valuable than peace, that war is the worst thing in the world, that people should negotiate and seek ways of understanding and not take up arms. This is such a complex task for psychologists to understand and to explain to the world how millions of people, an entire nation that has been indoctrinated for decades to cherish peace, now celebrate war, and not a justifiable liberating war, but a deceitful, aggressive war aimed at the destruction of neighbors. This war has been ongoing for over a year and a half now. Russians have killed tens of thousands of Ukrainians and sent to hell hordes of their own soldiers for a goal that has proven to be utterly elusive. They will never conquer Ukraine. They will never storm Washington or take Berlin. Yet they will continue to try to achieve all of this. We will persist for several more years. The crucial thing is for us to endure even longer.